Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1189, where we bring you the most engaging trivia from around the web. Let's start off with a straightforward round. How will you fare in the category Bill Clinton? First question. Clinton won first chair in this instrument in the Arkansas State Band. The answer is the saxophone, an instrument Clinton is famously known for playing. Second question. His birthplace, it's where he lived the first 7 years of his life. The answer is Hope, Arkansas. Third question. The day before taking office, Clinton prayed at this president's Arlington Vaugh grave. The answer is John F. Kennedy, a president Clinton admired greatly. Fourth question. Bill Clinton met Hillary Rodham while both were attending this law school. The answer is Yale. Fifth question. Clinton got his bachelor's degree at this DC school, the only college he applied to. The answer is Georgetown, a prestigious institution known for its strong programs in international relations. Round 2, the category Song of Poets, with song in quotes. First question. William Blake published this collection in 1789. Experience would come a few years later. The answer is Songs of Innocence. Up next, the second question. Sections of this 1855 poem include The Peace Pipe, The White Man's Foot, and Blessing the Cornfields. The answer is The Song of Hiawatha, a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Third question. Read during Passover, it's also referred to as the Canticle of Canticles. The answer is Song of Songs, a book in the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Old Testament. Fourth question. Before the 1881 edition, it was simply titled Poem of Walt Whitman, an American. The answer is Song of Myself, a poem by Walt Whitman that is now considered one of his greatest works. Fifth question. An insignificant battle between Charlemagne and the Basques at Roncesvalles is the basis for this French epic poem. The answer is the Song of Roland, an epic poem based on the Battle of Roncesvalles in 778 during the reign of Charlemagne. Let's proceed with round 3, the category Rewriting Hamlet. First question. Fair one. Thy dad had thee repel my letters and deny me access to thee. But a restraining order? What is upeth with that? The answer is Ophelia, the character from Shakespeare's Hamlet. Second question. Zounds, I saw thee not behind that arras. Denmark needeth a new minister to the king. My bad. The answer is Polonius, another character from Hamlet. Third question. Though I did say of thee frailty, thy name is woman. Mother, I hope thou acceptest my wedding gift from Pottery Barn. The answer is Gertrude, Hamlet's mother. Fourth question. Tis okay ye killed dad and wed mom. Thou said thy offenses rank it smells to heaven. But I'm a live and let live kind of guy. The answer is Claudius, Hamlet's uncle and stepfather. Fifth question. You two schoolfellows, whom I will trust as I will adders fanged. Aw, I ain't mad at ya. Giveth me hugs. The answer is Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, Hamlet's former friends, who become involved in Claudius's schemes. Here we go with round 4. Category? The 19th century. First question. Much of the fighting in this war, 1853 to 1856, took place on a peninsula in the Black Sea. The answer is the Crimean War, a conflict where Britain, France, and the Ottoman Empire fought against Russia. Second question. In 1893, this labor leader founded the American Railway Union. The answer is Eugene Debs, a prominent socialist and labor organizer in the early 20th century. Third question in this round. In 1825, patriots crossed the Rio de la Plata from Argentina to fight for this country's freedom from Brazil. The answer is Uruguay, which successfully gained its independence in the early 19th century. Fourth question in this round. King John VI of this country died in 1826 and left his throne to Dom Pedro of Brazil, who became Pedro I. The answer is Portugal, which was in a personal union with Brazil during this time. Fifth question in this round. This family was restored to power in the 1870s when Alfonso XII ascended the Spanish throne. The answer is the Bourbons, a prominent European royal house. Final round, the category, adjectives. First question. In other words, this common pair of advertising adjectives could be novel as well as ameliorated. The answer is new and improved. Second question. In a slogan almost a century old, Maxwell House Coffee is this, to the last drop. The answer is good, part of the company's long-standing tagline. Remember, the category is adjectives. Third question. In other words, this common pair of adjectives could be novel as well as ameliorated. The answer is new and improved. Fourth question. Taking this adjective literally, the ads say that BMW is the last driving machine that'll be made. The answer is ultimate, a term often used in advertising to denote superiority or finality. Fifth question. Since 1975, BMW has been touting its vehicles as this kind of driving machine. The answer is ultimate, a term that fits perfectly with BMW's high-end branding. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for more captivating trivia.